This is Akashvani, the news read by Sharanya. The counting of votes for assembly election in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana will take up today. The counting will commence at 8 in the morning and results are expected to start coming around noon. Postal ballots will be counted first. Elaborate arrangements have been made by the Election Commission for smooth conduct of counting process. The Commission has set up robust, foolproof and secure infrastructure facility for disseminating trends and results through its website www.eci.gov.in. A three-tier security arrangement has been made at the counting centres. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the 70th National Film Awards for the year 2022 in New Delhi today. On the occasion, legendary actor Mithun Chakravarti will honour with Dada Saheb Phalke Awards, the highest recognition in the film of cinema. Rishabh Shetty will receive the Best Actor Award for his stupendous performance in Kannada film Kantara. The Best Actress Award will be given to Nithya Menon for the Tamil film Thiruchitramvalam and Mansi Parekh for Gujarati film Kutch Express. Several notable films include KGF 2, Brahmastra and Aparajito will be recognized for their contribution. The Best Feature Film will be given to Malayalam film Attam, while Aina will recognize as Best Non-Feature Film. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar met with President of Maldives Dr. Mohammad Muzio in New Delhi yesterday. The President hosted a banquet in his honour. Both leaders reviewed the multifaceted India-Maldives bilateral relationship and reaffirmed their commitment to further enhance their ties. The President said the Maldives is a close and important partner in India's Neighbourhood First and Vision Sagar policy. During the meeting, Mr. Dhankar and Dr. Muzio agreed that the vision document adopted yesterday will serve a framework for deepening bilateral ties between the two countries. Both leaders concurred that it will transform into comprehensive partnership that is future-oriented and beneficial to both nations. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda has announced several key initiatives aimed at enhancing nutrition support for TB patients and their household contacts. Underscoring India's resolved commitment to eradicate TB, Mr. Nadda informed that monthly nutrition support under Nikshay Poshan Yojana has been doubled from existing 500 rupees to 1000 rupees for all TB patients during the period of treatment. He said that the government has also decided to introduce energy-dense nutrition supplementation for all patients with BMI less than 18.5. Union Minister of New and Renewable Energy, Prahlad Joshi, has said that India aims to be among the top 10 shipbuilding nation by 2030 and top 5 by 2047. Delivering the keynote address at Hamburg Sustainability Conference in Germany, the minister highlighted India's progress in renewable energy and green shipping. He said that since 2014, India has witnessed a transformative increase in its renewable energy capacity with 175% rise from 75 to over 208 gigawatts. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal inaugurated the Skill Development Centre in Mumbai's Kandivali area yesterday. The centre has been established through unique collaboration between the Confederation of Indian Industries, Municipal Corporation of Greater Mumbai and National Skill Development Corporation. In the ICC Women T20 World Cup, Australia will face New Zealand in Group A match at Sharjah Cricket Stadium in United Arab Emirates this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. IST. Both teams had won their opening matches at the tournament, so they will try to continue their winning streak. Earlier, England defeated South Africa by 7 wickets in the match played yesterday at Sharjah. And that is the end of this news bulletin.